You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production. The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
Yes, indeed. And what do we say on this day of the week, boys and girls? We say WTW, don't we? Yes, of course we do. Welcome to Wednesday. It is the 4th of January. And welcome to The Breakfast Show, of course, with me, Jerry D. I'm going to be with you right now. It's just a fraction after the hour of 7 o'clock, and I'm going to be with you right through until 10 o'clock this morning. So I hope you're able to, hang around, keep me company. Looking at a couple of things relevant to the day's date, the 4th of January. We've got the Ogoni Day. This is a movement for the survival of the Ogoni people. Tell you more about them in a little bit. It's World Braille Day today as well, and the 11th day, of course, of the 12 days of Christmas. So it won't be long. Think about getting all those decorations down, you know. Otherwise, you're being a bit of bad luck.
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun.
Morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
That mission would start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, hit.
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
A whole day since I stopped, so you could hold me. This child away, strong in the faith. Lord, you are the refuge that I can't wait to get to. Cause I can't let it stay go, can't let it stay go by without thanking you for the joy that you bring to my life. And seems to rain on my dreams. It's not a big deal. Let it wash all the bugs off my windshield. Cause you're showing me that in you I'm free. And you're still the refuge that I've just got to get to. So I won't let it say go. Won't let it say goodbye. So put the drop top down, turn it up. I'm ready to fly. And your love shines on my face. Oh no, I can never get enough of you. This feeling can't be wrong. I'm about to get my worship on. I'm gonna sing a brand new song. Yeah, I'm about to get my worship on. Take me away on this beautiful day. It's a beautiful day.
Yes, indeed. And that's what our friend there, Jamie Grace, says. It's a beautiful day. It is indeed. The sun is shining and we're 6 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. Weather forecast for today. It's still summer. Make the most of it. I'm talking about beautiful day. Here's Phil Collins. Time on the Breakfast Show. If you are keeping an eye on the time, as I said, 6 minutes after 7 o'clock.
Thank you. The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
The sound of Milli Vanilli there, and Blame It on the Rain. Says you've got to blame it on something. Well, I tell you what, it's time to get in the shower for this morning. The time is exactly, how about that, spot on, 15 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock. And what do we have for you in the shower? Well, you've got to blame it on the rain. You might as well blame it on the boogie. Yes, in the shower with you this morning are the Jacksons there and Blame It on the Boogie. Coming down, making our way to 19 after 7. Out of the shower you get and on the way to wherever it is you're going on this Wednesday morning. Yes, WTW is what we say today. Welcome to Wednesday. Got halfway through the week. We've only done one day. Could be doing the same next week as well. Lovely to be with you this morning. And I tell you what, when we opened up this morning's program, I said today was the day of the Ogoni people. And I thought, well, not heard of them. Who are they? There are people in the Rivers Southeast Senatorial District of River State in Rivers State in the Niger Delta region of southern Nigeria. They number just over 2 million people and live in a 1,050 square kilometre homeland, which they also refer to as, you've got it, Ogoni land. They share common oil-related environmental problems, though, with the Ijaw people of the Niger Delta. The Ogonis rose to international attention. This was after a massive public protest campaign against Shell Oil, which was led by the movement of the survival of the Ogoni people, and which is also a member of the Unrepresented Nations and Peoples Organization. Well, now you know then, don't you? That's it. That's the Ogoni people. This is Huey in the News.
So
Huey Lewis in the news, and do you believe in love? 24 and a half after the hour of 7 o'clock, let's say some good mornings, shall we, for this morning. As always, good morning to Mary Lou. She wishes everybody great Wednesday at WTW. And also to Paul Dixon. Referring him to now as a harbinger of death. We had another one. Last surviving Apollo 7 astronaut. This is Walter Cunningham. Dies at the age of 90. I think when you get to that age, you're entitled to pass on, aren't you? Right, also, let's say a very good morning to Renee. Renee and Rick, of course, they're now living there in Athens, in Greece. Renee sent me a message. It says here, Ree's perfect potato soup is comfort in a bowl. So we'll take a look at that. She says, good morning, and we still have our Christmas tree up. I'm sure we'll put it away this weekend. So good news, says our big dog, Roxy, got her splint off last night. Sent a picture. No, she doesn't have that thing around her head anymore either. Sort of the trumpet. And she does say, if you like soup, I highly recommend this. Delicious. And please play for us Oasis and Wonderwall.
Today is going to be the day that they're going to throw it back to you. By now, you should have somehow realized what you got to do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. Backbeat, the word is on the street that the fire in your heart is out. I'm sure you've heard it all before, but you never really had a doubt. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Celebremos juntos los 20 años del Panama Jazz Festival. Clínicas, conciertos, simposio de musicoterapia, la noche de gala en el Teatro Nayansi y el gran cierre con Gilberto Santa Rosa del 16 al 21 de enero. Compra ya tus boletos en panamajazzfestival.com. Produce Panama Jazz Productions. Coproduce Fundación Ciudad del Saber. A beneficio de la Fundación Danilo Pérez. Patrocinan Ministerio de Cultura, Alcaldía de Panamá, Banco Nacional, ATP, Marriott Panamá, Más Móvil, Copa Airlines, Ron Abuelo, Alamo Rent a Car, Cerveza Cristal. Te invita...
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. It's not only you that gets stressed, you know, so does your car. Take it to relax and take care of itself at the best and cleanest car spa in Panama. Valley Motors in Clayton, Sweet Down Del Saber. All car services in one place. Overhaul, bodywork, oil change, car wash, suspension, tyres and brakes. And I tell you what, go along and tell them and say, hey, Jerry D sent me. And they'll give you a safety checkup and a car wash. Don't forget, give them a call, Valley Motors, 6431-0419.
Valley Motors.
It's Morning Radio, the Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM. From the heart of Panama City in English.
And the time right now is 7:30 of 7 o'clock. Let's take a look at some of the international news and business news for this morning. Russia's defense ministry said on Wednesday that they blamed mobile phone use for its soldiers, by its soldiers, for a deadly Ukraine missile strike that said it, they say, killed 89 servicemen, raising the reported death toll from 63. The New Year's Eve strike, the deadliest single incident Moscow has acknowledged since the start of the war, has angered pro-Russian commentators, increasingly incompetent. This is what they're calling it. They've been getting very vocal about what they see as a half-hearted and incompetent campaign in Ukraine. Republican Kevin McCarthy vowed on Tuesday to remain in the race to be the powerful U.S. House of Representatives Speaker. This was hours after hardline members of his party repeatedly blocked his bid to lead their brand new majority. In the first day of what could prove to be a brutal showdown, this is between about 20 hardliners and the other 202 members of the Republican caucus, McCarthy failed in three ballots to achieve the 218 votes that was needed to become Speaker, a role second in line to the Oval Office after the Vice President. Global health officials tried to determine the facts of China's raging COVID-19 outbreak and how to prevent further spread as the Communist Party's mouthpiece newspaper on Wednesday rallied citizens for a final victory over the virus. China's axing of its stringent virus curbs last month has unleashed COVID and on a 1.4 billion population that has little natural immunity, having been shielded from the virus since it emerged in the central city of Wuhan. This was 3 years ago now. Former Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro's loss of a broad amount of protections from prosecution when he stepped down on Sunday leaves him more exposed to criminal and electoral probes that could lead to his arrest or prevent him from running for office. Looking at some of the business news, European and Asian shares, they rose on Wednesday thanks to positive news about inflation and China's strict anti-COVID measures, while the dollar backpedaled as investors await minutes from the Federal Reserve's most recent meeting. The pan-European stocks at 600 was up 0.9% by 8:35 GMT this morning as a lower inflation reading from France boosted sentiment, adding to encouraging data from Germany earlier in the week. MSCI's broadest index of Asia-Pacific shares outside of Japan was 1.8% higher and set for a third straight day of gains for the year, having fallen 20% in 2022, its worst performance since 2008. The gains in both regions showed some optimism about two of the factors that made 2022 such a hellish year for investors, namely spiralling inflation and the impact on economic growth of anti-COVID restrictions in major economies such as China. Oil fell sharply on Wednesday after slumping in the previous session, weighed down by concerns about weak demand due to the state of the global economy and China's rising COVID cases. Brent futures fell $1.88 to $80.22 a barrel, a 2.3% loss. This was by 10:32 GMT this morning. U.S. crude dropped $1.68 or 2.2% to $75.25 per barrel. Both benchmarks plunged more than 4% on Tuesday, with Brent suffering the biggest one-day loss in more than 3 months. And, yes, we have made it into the international news again. Panama and First Quantum Minerals are hardening battle lines in a dispute over how much tax the Canadian miner should pay on its concession for the Central American country's only major copper mine in operation, a key asset for both parties. First Quantum's chief executive, Tristan Pascal, flew to Panama over Christmas and met with government officials for talks. However, no agreement was forthcoming, prompting the two sides to raise the stakes to protect their interests in the mine, known as Cobre Panama. Cobre Panama is the only metal mine operating in the country, and many foreign companies started operations in Panama with its arrival. What happens will have a huge impact that seems to have not been properly weighed by both parties, said Zorel Morales, director of Panama's mining chamber. And that's it. There we go. That's some of the things in the international news and in the international business news for this Wednesday morning.
Bye-bye. Well, the men come in these places, and the men are all the same. You don't look at their faces, and you don't ask their names. You don't think of them as human. You don't think of them at all. You keep your mind on the money, keeping your eyes on the wall. And your private dancer, a dancer for money, do what you want me to do. I'm your private dancer, a dancer for money, and any old music will do. I wanna make $1 million. I wanna live out by the sea, have a husband and some children. Yeah, I guess I want a family. All the men come in these places, and the men are all the same. You don't look at their faces, and you don't ask their names. I'm your private dancer, a dancer for money. Do what you want.
Doobie Brothers and Long Train Running was the first of those two, followed on there by Tina Turner and Private Dancer. Taking a rummage, as I do, around the news this morning, just to see what there is that could be interesting. I tell you what, we could go back in time. Who remembers the movie Romeo and Juliet from 1968? That was when that was made. 1968, all right? Just bear that in mind. Well, apparently, the stars of the movie are suing Paramount Pictures for sexual abuse over a nude scene that they appeared in. Leonard Whiting and Olivia Hussey were teenagers when they made the movie. In a new legal case, the English actors, now in their 70s, yes, they're in their 70s, claim that director Franco Zeffirelli encouraged them to do nude scenes despite previous assurance that they would not have to. Paramount has not yet publicly responded to the claim. The two actors are seeking damages of more than $500 million. Based on suffering that they say they have experienced and the revenue brought in by the film since its release. They claim Zeffirelli, who died in 2019, initially told them they would wear flesh-coloured underwear in the bedroom scene. But on the morning of the shoot, they allege that the director told them they would wear only body makeup, while assuring them that the camera would be positioned not to show nudity. In the final film, Whiting's bare buttocks and Hussey's bare breasts were briefly shown in the scene. So now they're suing. See, Whiting is now 72 and Hussey is now 71. And they are just doing this now. All right? This was made in 1968. You know what is really sad about the whole thing, don't you? They've obviously only just watched the movie. And if you watch what happens in movies these days, well, it's a little bit different. But, yeah, and the guy, the director, is dead anyway. But, you know, why? I just don't understand. This was made in 1968, and now they're suing $500 million for a little bottom and a couple of boobies.
Show. I feel the grace of this mask.
yes, and that is Spandau Ballet and chant number one. And Renee's coming to me. She said here, 500 million. Wow, that's quite an interesting story. Why now? Heck of a delay. Looks like they've obviously only just seen the movie. Now everybody's, I can say, everybody now is hunting around Netflix to see if Romeo and Juliet from 1968 is still there. I tell you what, I did just finish watching an interesting series. It's only, they've only done one series so far called The Recruit. Have you seen The Recruit yet? It's quite good. I quite enjoyed it. Time on The Breakfast Show, if you are keeping eye on the time, we're 10 minutes right now. That's from the hour of 8 o'clock. It's The Breakfast Show, we're on 89.3, Cool FM, and me, well, I'm Jerry D. Still to come, we're going to check in with Ingrid in a little bit later, also with Yasmin. You never know, we might have a couple of people born on this day in the world of music. Yasmin tells me when they're born. All over the UK that tells me when they pass on. This is the Daz Band. There's from the Daz Band, that one, Let It Whip. Another couple of good mornings. Good morning to Yvette. She's with us this morning. Good morning to you. Always nice to know you're out there. By the way, if you want to join in the fun on The Breakfast Show, you can always WhatsApp us. It comes up on the screen in front of me here in the studio. The number is 677188. 22. Yes, 677-188-22. Nice easy number, 677-188-22. Which reminds me, I better check I paid for it. Very good morning to Yvette. Also, very good morning to Mary Lou. Mary Lou says, it's been a record for me not requesting any song for a while. Indeed, it has. And you asked this morning if we could play for you Journey. And the name of the song? Some for Mary Lou this morning, and Journey, any way you want it. Take us up to the top of the hour. It's Mother and Me, Imelda May. You just squeeze in most of this one.
Me with a frown. I wish that we were over so I could begin my life again. You think that you can own me, that I belong to you. Do you ever really know me? Oh my God, you have no clue. Oh, you're smothering me, baby.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
El Teatro Nayansi se viste de gala para celebrar los 20 años del Panama Jazz Festival con Danilo Pérez, Brian Blade, John Patitucci, Erika Ender, Chucho Valdés, Global Jazz Womex, Román Díaz y muchos más. Del 16 al 21 de enero. Compra ya tus boletos en panamajazzfestival.com. Produce Panama Jazz Productions. Coproduce Fundación Ciudad del Saber. A beneficio de la Fundación Danilo Pérez. Patrocinan Ministerio de Cultura, Alcaldía de Panamá, Banco Nacional, ATP, Marriott Panamá, Más Móvil, Copa Airlines, Ron Abuelo, Alamo Renta Car, Cerveza Cristal. ¿Te invita?
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. It's not only you that gets stressed, you know, so does your car. Take it to relax and take care of itself at the best and cleanest car spa in Panama. Vale Motors in Clayton, Suite Down del Saber. All car services in one place. Overhaul, bodywork, oil change, car wash, suspension, tyres and brakes. And I tell you what, go along and tell them and say, hey, Jerry D sent me. And they'll give you a safety checkup and a car wash. Don't forget, give them a call, Vale Motors, 6431-0419.
Vale Motors.
Cherry with a G, then you got it okay. He'll tell you the news. He'll play you the blues. He'll tell you the specials and what to choose. He'll say he's better than coffee, but tell it to my double espresso. Michael says it's way too early, but a breakfast show is also. Let's go.
Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
We'll be right back.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
Go two in a row. We started off Don't Let the Sun Go Down on Me from Nick Kershaw, followed on there with Duran Duran and Beautiful Lies. Are there such a thing? I was just having a quick rummage, as I do, and came across this one. It says here that a new weight loss drug could become the best-selling drug of all time. Who can afford it? Let's see what it says. The Eli Lilly drug, if approved for weight loss, could become the best-selling drug of all time, but concerns are mounting about who will actually be able to afford it. Experts are confident that the drug, called Tirzepatide, will be granted approval by the Food and Drug Administration sometime next year. If that's the case, it would join two other popular and expensive recently approved weight loss drugs on the market, Wegovy and Saxenda, both from the drug maker Novo Nordisk. Annual sales of Tirzepatide, oh, that's what it's called, Tirzepatide, could hit a record $48 billion, according to an estimate from the Bank of America analyst Jeff Meacham. Another Wall Street analyst, Colin Bristow at UBS, estimated the drug would reach $25 $1 billion in annual sales, a figure that would still surpass the record of $20.7 billion set by Abivi's rheumatoid arthritis drug, Humira, in 2021. Kelly Smith, the spokesperson for Eli Lilly, declined to comment that tirzepatide will cost what it will cost. Outside experts said that it is possible the drug maker could price it similarly to Wegovy, which carries a list price of around about $1,500 for a month's supply, and Saxenda, which costs about $1,350 for a month's supply. For a weight loss drug, I think the best thing to do is just cut out carbohydrates. As my doctor would say, cut out the peas. Pan, pasta, and can't remember what it was. Oh, postre, there we go. $1,500 a month.
Dime in your prime. Then you beware, doll, you're bound to fall. You thought they were all kidding you. You used to laugh about everybody that was hanging out. Now you don't talk so loud. Now you don't seem so proud about having to be scrounging your next meal. How does it feel? How does it feel to be without a home? Like a complete unknown, like a rock. But you know you only used to get juiced in it. Nobody's ever taught you how to live out on the street, and now you're gonna have to get used to it. You say you never compromise with a mystery tramp, but now you realize he's not telling it. As you stare into the vacuum of his eyes and say, do you want to make a deal? Refuse.
I tell you what, it does feel like. Absolutely brilliant. Growing up with music like that. Bob Dylan and Like a Rolling Stone, and that was released in 1965, in July of 1965. I was just 16, just joining Air Force. Natural fact, Painted Black by the Rolling Stones, that was released on the 7th of May of 1966, just a year later, on the exact day that I actually joined the Air Force.
Good morning, Panama. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, Yaz, how you doing? Well, it's a big old Wednesday, humpity hump day, and the construction workers have dug a big, big old hole. Boy, oh boy, it looks beautiful. I'm so excited about all the work that's going on. And there goes some kitty cats running right up the tree. Hello, kitty, kitty cat. Did you decide to run up the tree? Yes, because you got claws. Yeah, they like running up the guanabana tree. We're still getting guanabanas produced, and they're dropping to the ground. We're not able to harvest any this year. They've all kind of had some little problems on them. And it looks like my papaya's got... it came down. Oh, either one of the birds got to it, or it got ripe, and it decided to take a jump off the tree. We got 6 tomato plants going in seedlings there. So those are coming along. Let's see what's going on, because I have my... we're going outside for a second. I have the irrigation system turned on. It looks like it's running a little far. Yeah, what's happening there? I have a little leak. Oh, yeah, that just went big old splat. That's my papaya right there on the ground. Well, hopefully somebody will get something good out of it. Sounds like a winner to me. Another beautiful morning. Look at that sun. Oh, it's so delicious on my face. Oh, my goodness, I don't know how I can... Oh, it's so funny. Our so-called dry season is chilly. It's just, I can't believe how cold it gets at night. I was like, what happened? It's supposed to be summer. It's chilly. During the day, it's blistering hot, warm, and then at night, it's chilly, chilly. Hello, there's my, I've got my, that is a pineapple. She's growing pretty good. It'll take a while before she's ready to bloom and harvest. But everything else, the garden is just kicking into gear. It's like it rains all year long and it grows. But when I start watering it, it seems to grow even better in the summer, which is divine. Yeah, I'm going to have to fix that water. It's leaking all over the patio. And I want to make sure the water gets to the plants because I want to have me some big plants and some fruits and some vegetables. All right. Well, it's Humpity Hump Day. Wishing you all a wonderful Wednesday. And I got to get back to work. So back to you in the studio.
Thank you.
Here's one I don't think I've played before. It's called Forbidden Fruit. It's quite apt for Ingrid. And that was by the Blow Monkeys. This is from Radiohead. Creep. What'd you call me? Creep. Breakfast show time, 20 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. We're on 89.3, of course. Call FM, smoothest place on your radio dial.
When you were here before, couldn't look you in the eye. You're just like an angel. Your skin makes me cry. You float like a feather. Beautiful. I wish I was special. You're so very special. But I'm a creep.
Favorite tracks of all time. I think that one of the best records that came out of the 1990s. Creep, the debut single, believe it or not, by the English rock band Radiohead. That was released on the 21st of September back in 1992. And on their debut studio album, which was Pablo Honey. It features blasts of guitar on there, the guitar noise, and that's from Johnny Greenwood. Radiohead, by the way, took elements from the 1974 song, The Air That I Breathe. But following legal action, Albert Hammond and Mike Hazlewood are credited as co-writers. Radiohead had not planned to release Creep and recorded it at the suggestion of the producers. That was Sean Slade and Paul Caldery. While they were working on other songs, well, Caldery convinced their record label, EMI, to release Creep as a single. And it was not initially a success, but achieved radio play in Israel and became popular on American alternative rock radio as well. It was reissued in 1993. Guess what? Became a worldwide hit. likened to alt-rock slacker anthems such as Smells Like Teen Spirit and Nirvana, and Losers by Beck. Great song. Creep. Radiohead. It's called, Let's Roll. That comes from, his actual stage name is Parov Stella, but his real name, Marcus Fueda, and better known, to say by Parov Stella, Austrian musician, composer, DJ, and designer. His musical style is based on a combination of jazz, house, electro, hip-hop, and pop as well. And although I'm not particularly a fan of sort of like the hip-hop, I do like that one a lot. Let's Roll. And featuring, by the way, Blacktronica on there as well. We're 12 minutes away from the hour of 9 o'clock. If you missed the news at 8, don't forget we got it for you at 9. Let's say a very good morning to Ashley. He drops in and says, good morning, Jerry, Yasmin, and all your faithful listeners worldwide. Have a great Wednesday. Happy Hump Day, says. He says, I came across this. It's called What Can I Do by Smokey.
Way up.
sure, that's it? You finished? Stopped all those little breaks now, have you? It's called the DJ's heart attack. What can I do from Smokey for Ashley this morning on The Breakfast Show? I don't know if you noticed that we've got some holes in the roads, and we've got some holes in the sidewalks as well, or pavements, as we like to call them, in the United Kingdom. How about this? A Banksy-style street artist is turning urban decay into something beautiful while making the streets safer for pedestrians. This is a nice idea for our sidewalks. Anonymous street artist in France is fixing up Europe's pavements by filling hazardous potholes with colourful mosaics. Describing himself as a bitumen mender, sidewalk poet, and macadam surgeon, he calls himself, Lyon-based Einem says for his artwork is illuminates the wounds of the urban fabric, and it really is really quite attractive. While his creations are becoming increasingly visible in Lyon and beyond, the artist himself is incognito, with very few people knowing his true identity. NM, who calls his creations flackings, a play on the word flack, French for puddle, and he was inspired to act by the dreary sight of a pothole in front of his workshop. Now you've got to find that mosaic, you'll find him. I made a kind of mosaic, self-tailored plaster for it, without premeditation. He explained, looking at this first flack and the effect on people around, I knew I was going to fill holes in for the rest of my life. Well, I tell you what, you should pop over here for a while. It will take the rest of your life. What a lovely story, I love it. And if you see some pictures of it, it's really, really quite attractive. State of Grace is what the track is called. The singer there was Taylor Swift. And that's brought us to this.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
It's not only you that gets stressed, you know, so does your car. Take it to relax and take care of itself at the best and cleanest car spa in Panama. Vale Motors in Clayton, Sweet Down Little Saber. All car services in one place. Overhaul, bodywork, oil change, car wash, suspension, tyres and brakes. And I tell you what, go along and tell them and say, hey, Jerry D sent me. And they'll give you a safety checkup and a car wash. Don't forget, give them a call, Vale Motors, 6431-0419.
Vale Motors.
Celebremos juntos los 20 años del Panama Jazz Festival. Clínicas, conciertos, simposio de musicoterapia, la noche de gala en el Teatro Nayansi y el gran cierre con Gilberto Santa Rosa del 16 al 21 de enero. Compra ya tus boletos en panamajazzfestival.com. Produce Panama Jazz Productions. Coproduce Fundación Ciudad del Saber. A beneficio de la Fundación Danilo Pérez. Patrocinan Ministerio de Cultura, Alcaldía de Panamá, Banco Nacional, ATP, Marriott Panamá, Más Móvil, Copa Airlines, Ron Abuelo, Alamo Rent a Car, Cerveza Cristal. Te invita...
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
The best radio station in the world.
In the world.
Is right here. Right now.
You know, there's so many ways that you can be listening to Cool FM. You can be doing it on your radio on 89.3, of course. Carabao Carbleonda are on channel 866. Your Grada radio app on your smartphone. Or you could just be checking us out on your smart speaker. Doesn't matter how you do it. Just do it.
The coolest station online.
Yeah, that's us.
Because we play
this.
You come on like a dream, peaches and cream, lips like strawberry wine. You're 16, you're beautiful, and you're mine. Shine. You're
changing green to red. Turning over TV stations, situations running through my head. Looking back through time, you know it's clear that I've been blind, I've been a fool. To open up my heart to all that jealousy, that bitterness, that ridicule. And if you want it, come and get it, crying out loud. The love that I was giving you was never in doubt. Let go of your heart, let go of your head, and fail in that. Let go of your heart, let go of your head, and fail in that. Babylon, Babylon. Saturday, moving through the crowds, I'm pushing chemicals and rushing in my bloodstream. Only wish that you were here, you know I'm seeing it so clear. I've been afraid to show you how I really feel, admit to some of those bad mistakes I've made. Well, if you want it, come and get it. Crying out loud. The love that I was giving you was never in doubt. Let go of your heart, let go of your head, and fail in now. Let go of your heart, let go of your head, and fail.
Those two. First of those two came from Mr. Ringo Starr, and that was You're 16. And followed on, that's David Gray and Babylon, Time on the Breakfast Show. But making our way down to 17 and a half minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock. Going to check in with Yasmin soon, and also we've got a couple, I know we have a couple of Born on this day. Music's Born on the 4th of January, so that's still to come. Also, let me say a very good morning to Christopher Bowman. He's wishing everybody a happy new year, and you asked if we could play a piece of music for you for the new year. Why not? Comes from Grateful Dead. Eyes of the World.
Right outside the lazy summer. Thank you.
There we go. Grateful Dead going out to Christopher, and very good to hear from you, Christopher, and also wishing you a very, very happy, well, always do this. In actual fact, when I write to people and wishing them a happy new year, I always do it with starting with healthy in capital letters. Why? Well, because that's the most important thing. If you're not healthy, happiness doesn't come. And prosperity, well, that comes at the end, because even if you've got loads and loads of money, doesn't necessarily mean you're going to be happy. Health makes you happy. The Breakfast Show makes you happy. Doesn't it, Yasmin?
Of course.
Of course it does. Every day is happy for Yasmin.
Mm-hmm.
It is. And what is today?
Today is Wednesday.
It's Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday.
And how was your Tuesday? Was your Tuesday happy?
Oh, yes.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's good to know.
Good. At home. Yeah,
oh, just
working.
Working. Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What did I do yesterday? Can't remember. It must have been. Oh, I went to the supermarket.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I went to the supermarket yesterday.
Oh. Okay.
So yes, that was exciting.
Mm-hmm.
That's my life for you. Exciting. Some days I can't make my mind up. Super 99 or Price Mart. You know. decisions. And what have you got today?
Today the same. Just work.
Just work.
Mm-hmm.
It's terrible, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
At least I don't work. Well, not after 10 o'clock at any rate. Because we were talking, because the Jazz Festival is coming up, and we were chatting yesterday with Judith Lorick.
Oh, yes, she's awesome.
She's a lovely lady, isn't she? Yeah, I want to try and go along to the. Because I think she's opening the gala, isn't she?
Exactly.
Yes, yeah, so that'll be
well, nice. We have to try to go to all the events.
Right.
They have a lot.
Yes, right. Well, I know you can cope, but not about me.
Mm-hmm.
But it was the Jazz Festival, because it's the 20th Jazz Festival.
Mm-hmm.
And tomorrow we've got Patricia coming in to chat with us about it.
Oh, yes, of course.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's it. So, yeah, big event for us here in Panama.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got a couple of Born on This Day music, which is all rather nice.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Let's start with Maisel King.
Okay.
Was born in 1958, singer from British soul group Sweet Sensation,
mm-hmm.
who scored the 1974 UK number 1 and US number 14 single Sad Sweet Dreamer.
I do like that one.
Do you know, I know that song.
Yeah.
But well, yes. Just today I realized they said Sad Sweet Sweet Dreamer.
You only just...
Because I thought, yeah, I just heard Sweet Dreamer.
As bad as me.
But yeah, I like that song.
Oh, yeah, no, so it's a nice one, that one.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just saying, when was that? Let me see, because you did mention it. That was... number 14 single.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, 1974.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Yes. Okay.
And it was number one at the UK.
Yeah, well, we've mm-hmm. got good taste.
Oh, yes, of course.
And what's the second one?
The second one is Michael Stipe.
Mm-hmm.
He was born in 1960. American singer, songwriter, musician with R.E.M., they scored the 1991 UK number 6 and US number 10 single, Shiny Happy People, plus over 20 top 40 UK singles, and the 1992 UK number 1 and US number 2 album, Automatic for the People.
Uh-huh. Hmm. Okay. And what are we going to play, Yasmin?
Of course, Shiny Happy People.
Because what are we?
Oh, yes.
We're shiny happy people, aren't we? Every day of the week.
Exactly.
Yes. Here it is, R.E.M.
Hey.
And there we go, R.E.M. with Happy Shiny People. What are we? We're happy shiny people, aren't we?
Of course, we were singing here.
Yeah,
we're singing and dancing.
Singing and dancing, yes we were. Now it's time for a lie down. Can only do so much singing and dancing, you know. So, the sister, you're just working today.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm doing a bit of recording with a friend this afternoon for a project. So mm-hmm. that's good. Mm-hmm. And apart from that, just get ready for tomorrow, I suppose.
Mm-hmm. Well, exactly.
Let me see, what's the time? We're 26 minutes away from 10 o'clock, yes.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess better play some more music.
Of course.
Let me see, what shall I play? Oh, I've got so many choices. Oh, I tell you what, Sweet Rosalind.
Mm-hmm.
This is Sheryl Crow.
Okay.
Mm.
Nice.
She's not a bird, she's a person. By the way, those of you who might have heard Lala the Parrot
mm-hmm.
earlier on, just now, when mm-hmm. we were talking,
yeah.
She mm-hmm. hasn't gone anywhere yet. Because we were going to find her a new home, weren't we?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we haven't been able to do it. So. not because nobody is prepared, but because we sort of decided that it's not easy to get rid of a member of the family.
Mm-hmm.
And Christmas has passed, so we can't really put her in the oven now. So. But, we're going to take her, get her wings, because I know she's now referred to as the Flying Assassin.
Oh.
Yeah. So anyway, we're going to take perhaps this coming weekend or whatever, one afternoon I'll take a trip over to Paquita,
mm-hmm.
who's moved
mm-hmm.
from Clayton to somewhere like Juan Diaz or something.
Brisa del Golf.
San Miguelito.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that way, Brisa del Golf, that's right.
Uh-huh.
That's close to you, isn't it?
No, it's not. That's far away from everywhere.
No, it's not. It's close to you. It's closer to you than it is to me, isn't it?
Danny, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Exactly. I'll give you the parrot. You can just pop her in and...
I don't want to go there. It's huge, you know, and it's far away.
It's a
lot of traffic.
What I can... Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
I mean, what I could do with you, I mean, I'll give you health insurance and give you some sort of, you know, the stuff they wear when they're going to defuse bombs, you know. I can get you something like that. And you'll be okay. She's not that bad most of the time.
Okay.
All right, yes, enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you to everyone.
Here's Sheryl Crow, Sweet Rosalind.
Bye.
Sheryl Crow and Sweet Rosalind. Time on the Breakfast Show, 20 minutes away from the hour, 10 o'clock. But we've got a nice busy day tomorrow. We mentioned earlier, we've got Patricia Sarte coming in the last hour tomorrow, in the last hour, talking about the Jazz Festival and about her group that she plays with as well. And also, it is Thursday, and we've already spoken to Dr. Computer, Alex Newman. He'll probably be popping in the 8 o'clock hour to come and chat with us. We're talking a little bit about what is happening in the world of technology. So, plenty happening tomorrow, so do make sure you join us. And...
A walk between the dividing line.
Okay.
A dance around the exit sign.
Manic Street Preachers. Hold me like a heaven.
I can't pretend that it's a cry for help. A tattered manifesto slid up my mind. Diplomatic plans ravaged by time. It never really was the truth or lies. We just gave up and said our goodbye.
The lovely voice of Annie Lennox. Honestly. Needless to say, you know, one part or one half of the Eurythmics. Lovely song. Remember it, honestly. Right, so we've got another lovely song. It's going to be taking us towards the end of this morning's programme. You want to get on the if you want to get on the groovy train, now's to do it. This is From the Farm. Oh, so special. Well, we have a way of saying it in Panama, don't we? Well, he or she's, they're special, you know. And that's bringing us towards the end of this morning's programme. By the way, The Farm, the band there, with their song Groovy Train, it's a British band. come out of Liverpool, yeah, and their first album, which was called Spartacus, reached the top position on the UK albums chart. It was released in March of 1991. Spartacus 30 was released in 2021. This was to commemorate the anniversary, and Spartacus includes two songs which had been top 10 singles for them the year before. Right, as I say, that just about brings us to the end of this morning's breakfast show. As I said earlier on, please don't forget to join us tomorrow. It is Thursday tomorrow. Yep, the week's going by quite quickly, isn't it? It's Thursday tomorrow. We're going to have Dr. Computer coming in the 8 o'clock hour to chat with us. And Patricia Zarte is coming in to talk to us about her group. And, of course, she's one of those that formed the Jazz Festival. So she'll be with us tomorrow morning as well, so do join us. And do stay tuned to Cool FM to chat SOS. It should be coming up in a few moments at time with Gigi, and plenty of good programming going right through the day. As for me here in the Breakfast Show studio, big thanks to our intrepid outdoor reporter Ingrid for her little piece this morning, to my producer here in the Breakfast Show studio, social media, and of course today also Born on This Day in Music, a couple of artists born on the 4th of January. And she does say social media, all that stuff. And don't forget, if you want to get in touch with us, perhaps to join in, or any comments on the show or anything like that, or perhaps you want to advertise, you can always get in touch with us on WhatsApp on 677-18822, 677-18822, or you can call 223-5162, 223-5162. Oh, wait. Always love to hear from you. Big thanks to my co-producer, Neil Danby, over in the UK, who will be here in less than a couple of weeks now. And also to the boys and girls who keep us up and running, especially to Isaac. Good morning to you. And as always, to you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors, thank you so very much for being with us. And whatever it is you're going to be doing between now and 7 o'clock tomorrow morning, please, please do it carefully. What do I say? Tomorrow morning at 7, I want to be talking to you, not talking about you, alright? So from me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-ta!
Good morning, world!
No, I'm going to go away. Ta-ta! You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D. Produced by Yasmin Kiros. Co-producer, Neil Danby.